I want to share with you a ha'ara that I had today on Shabbos during davening. I had it during davening, and then I looked through the Nefesh HaChaim where we're learning, and it turns out he says this type of concept in Perek Vav and again Perek Beis. I was just thinking that the way he's explaining to us the whole concept of Einan Milvadoi, right? That there's the Makom. Hashem's really the Makom of the world. He's Mimale Kol Almin. He's Mole Kol Aretz. Really, the covet of Hashem is everywhere, right? So the concept is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's covet is everywhere. And really, Hashem is everywhere. And that's really the way it really is. Einoid Milvadoi. Hashem is everywhere. And he fills up the whole world. But because of the Tzimtzum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made place for us to exist in a place that we don't really see him. Not only we don't see him, even Malachim don't see him. Nobody really sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully. But La'asid Lava, he says that we're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fullest way possible. And we're going to see the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is Hashem Havaya, the way he created the world, not the just Elohim, which is the way he exists in this world. So I was thinking, and I think really Nefesh HaChaim really spells it out. I was thinking an amazing thing, that this is really what we're saying in the Kedusha of Shabbos. If you look in the Kedusha of Shabbos, here, the Kedusha of Shabbos is like this, is the Kedusha of Shabbos goes, Baruch Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakos Meloi Chol Haaretz Kvoda. So we're saying really Melo Chol Haaretz Kvoda, right? Really, Hashem is Meloi Chol Haaretz. He exists everywhere. And we say Kvoda Mole Olam. He's Memale Kol Almin. He's like the highest level of the Zohar. He's Memale Kol Almin. He fills the whole world. But really, the Malachim don't see him. Misharis of Shoyalim Zelazeh. But the Malachim ask each other, Ayei Mekom Kivoidoi, where is he? They don't see the Yud Kei Vav Kei. They only see how the power of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is filtered through different powers. So what happens? They say back to him, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimekoimoi. The Kvod Hashem is in a place, it's in the Makom. It's in the Makom. We don't see it here, right? There's a Makom, but we don't see it here in this world. But now, what do we ask? This is the interesting part. So what do we ask from Hashem? We ask Hashem, Mimekoimoi, from that place which is Makom, which is the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining, that place which is Makom is the place where really Hashem exists in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we don't see it. But you know what we want from you, Hashem? Mimekoimoi, Hu Yifen Berachamim. You should come from that place and expose yourself and be Megala yourself with Rachamim. V'yachoyin Am Ham, but how are we going to be Zoicha to that? How are we going to be Zoicha to see Hashem the way the Klal Yisrael saw Hashem before Matan Torah? Open up the skies and see that everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Kutcha Bricha. How are we going to be Zoicha to that? So you know what we say? V'yachoyin Am, he should give mercy to the nation, Hamiyachadim Shemoi, that say Hashem Echad. Erev Avoyker B'chol Yom Tomid Pamayim Be'ahav Hashma Oimer. Because we say Shema, which Nefesh HaChaim told us, Shema is the time during the day that you're supposed to recognize the Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's the time of the day that you're supposed to recognize the Hashem Echad, right? So we say Shema, and when we say Achtos Hashem, we say the Yichud Hashem, we say Hashem Echad. So because of that should be the discourse of Hashem. You should be Megala to that, Megala us, Megala that or to us. So that's what it says. Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Moshiyeinu. And then, Hu Yashmiyeinu Barach Mavsheinis, Liyos Lachem Lelokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. At the end, I want Hashem will be Megala to us, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, in the Alach HaShem, in the Zchus that we are Miyachid Shimcha in this world. In the Zchus that we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, in that Zchus, Hashem should bring us, Megala to us, that Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Elokeichem, is really the Elokim. And that's what we say, Yimloch Hashem Lo'ilam, that should lead us into the Giloi of La'asid Lavoi. So that's mamash what the Kedusha is saying. It's unbelievable, Daher. So I just had this Machshava, this Shabbos during Musaf, that the whole entire Musaf, the conversation over there, the back and forth, is the whole Shar Shlishi of Nefesh HaChaim. the whole back and forth. We don't see the makom. It's really malei olam, but we don't see it. And the way we're going to end up seeing it is if you say Hashem Echad, is by saying Hashem Echad. That's how we're going to end up seeing it in the end. So I just wanted to share that machshava. Now, Adam Moser.
Hashem created the world with Elohim or with Yud Kei Vav Kei?
When?
When Hashem created the world.
No, so before the world was created, everything was Yud Kei Vav Kei. But then when Hashem created the world, he was Mitzamtzim himself, right? He created a Mitzias that he could create the world with Elohim and show all the powers. Right? And be create other forces, but he's at the center of those forces, right? It's the Kav. He's at the center of those forces. So he's the Baal HaKochos Kulam. That's the Elohim, right? Elohim is, he's the Baal of the other forces, but there exists other forces. Whereas Yud Kei Vav Kei is understanding that there are no other forces at all, right?
So Yud Kei Vav Kei is the higher level, obviously.
Yeah. That's the Yichud Ilah, as the Zohar says. That's the higher Yichud. And Elohim is the Yichud Tata, is the lower level Yichud. It's understanding, right? So, so let's just chazer over the tremendous yisoid, probably the biggest yisoid in the whole Nefesh HaChaim. The biggest yisoid of the whole Nefesh HaChaim is what we just learned in the Shaar Shlishi Perek Yud-Beis. And probably he wrote the whole Sefer to teach us this concept. The concept, he said, is because in the world of Yud Kei Vav Kei, there exists nothing. Everything is just Hashem. Hashem only created a false feeling of existence for us to be able to feel that we exist. And that is, he created a whole system of kochos, and that's all in the world of Elohim, right? So one of the kochos is teva, is nature. And that's Hashem's ratzon, is to mashpia to us through nature. But we said that there's a power of kshafim, of witchcraftery, that's really... In the Heshtal Shalos is a little higher, so you can connect to a higher place, which would undermine Teva. But then he says that if a person will connect to the Einoid Milvadoi and say, I don't see anything, I don't see Teva, I don't see anything here, that connection makes a person his Dabkus with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, makes a person so connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that nothing bad can happen to him. At that particular moment, he's so connected to Hashem that nothing bad can happen to him because he's beyond Teva. He's in the world of Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this level of Bitochon is so high that the MS is, it's higher than Nes. Nes means, I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change Teva. Einon Milvadoi means that there is no Teva. So when a person is, and I saw that the Netziv writes that this was really the level of Avram. We'll see tomorrow. Maybe Nefesh HaChaim has a little bit of a different take exactly. But the point is that when a person connects to Einoid Milvado, he's connecting in a way that he is not subject to nature whatsoever. And we pointed out that, and I sent that on the chat, the language of the Nefesh HaChaim, you could read that all the time and chazik yourself. Just every time you're a little bit whatever, in a tough spot, read that paragraph. Keep it in your phone. Read that paragraph. Let's read it again together because it's amazing. So let's see if I can even bring it up here. So I think I could probably. Okay. So the language that the Nefesh HaChaim says, I just want to read it together because it's really very chashuv. It says Uve Emes, in truth. Here, I it's right here, actually. Is it coming up on the screen? Okay, let's see. Here, I'll bring up the WhatsApp that I sent out. So, in truth, here we go. Okay. Uve Emes. Who, I can't make this go larger, so whatever. Uva MS. Okay, it's not going to work. Let me just read it because I have too much else going on there.
Where is it on the
station? What?
In the station of
it's in the Shaar Shlishi Perek Yud Beis. It's So it says like this, Uve Emes, Hu Inyan Gadol V'Segula Nifla'a. It's a tremendous segula. La'haser u'levatel me'olav kol dinin v'ritzonos acherim. To be mevatel from him all the ritzonos of other people, the will of other people upon you, shela yuchlu lishloit boy. They cannot take over you. They cannot do anything to you. V'le'yasu shum reishim klal. They will not make any impact on you. Kishe ha'adam koveya b'libo. But it's not enough to just say, einon mevatel, einon mevatel. No, you can't just say it. You have to be koveya b'libo. You have to establish it in your heart, lamer, to say, "Hello, Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Hashem, Hu Elokim Amiti. He is the power. Ve'enay Novadli Yisbach. Shum Koach Ba'olam. There is no other power in the world. V'chol Ha'olam is Klal, and all the galaxies, nothing, nothing exists. Hakol Mali Rak. Everything we see, Achdusoy Ha'Poshut Yisbarach Shemay. Is Achdus Hashem. Is the oneness of Hashem. U'mevato Beliboy Bitol Gomor." And he's mevatel everything. He doesn't care. Al shum koach v'rotzon ba'olam, on any other force that exists in the world. Umeshabed umedabek toyar machshavta. He goes to the deepest point of his machshava, and he's medabek it to adon yochid baruch hu, to HaKadosh baruch hu. Ken yaspek hu yiz baruch b'yadoi. If he does that, Hashem will help. Shememela automatically yiz batlu me'olam kol hakochos v'aretzonos shem ba'olam. He'll mevatel all the other kochos. That they will not be able to do anything to him. That's what he says. And it's a segula nifla and an emes. That's what he writes. That this thing is, once a person understands how the world works, and that one thing is comes down from the other, but really at its core, it's all Baal Kol Kochos Kulo, is all Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a school that will destroy everything else. And then he says like this, V'gam yigzar oimer v'yakim loy, at the very end of chapter 12. Lifol inyanim v'nisim nifloim. He says he could even do nisim with this. Hipuch sidur kochos hativin against teva. Kivan shemeshabed umedabek toar emunas levavo. Because he's meshabed his leiv be'emes baltimot with the strong truth. Rak lo yizbarach. And this is an important line. Ve'etz lo yizbarach for Hashem hakol shaveh kol rega. There's no difference between teva or not teva, once you're in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he brings a story down over here from the base of Levi. You know, again, the way the Messiah works is Reb Chaim Volozhiner was a Reshiva of Volozhin. The next Reshiva of Volozhin was the Netziv. After the Netziv was the base of Levi. The base of Levi's son was Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. His grandson was the Brisker Rav until the day, the Brisk today, Reb Shalom David. So in Brisk, the yeshiva, the yeshivas of Brisk, Salvechik, they're very strong in this. This ain't on Milvada. They're very strong in this. Like I told you stories that Brisk Rav, when he ran away from the war, he told his kids, ain't on Milvada, ain't on Milvada, and they were able to survive the war. And, you know, crazy stories. And he brings a story here. I don't fully understand the story because it's like making nisim. But to prove the point, apparently, the Beis Halevi was giving a shiur on this topic that in the world of Einon Milvadoi, the rules of nature don't exist. Now, Hashem doesn't like doing miracles. Hashem likes when the world stays in its natural course because he doesn't want you to have to prove that Hashem only exists in miracles. It's a higher level to see Hashem in nature, right? But to prove his point, the Beis Halevi said, that Einon Mavadoi, in the world of Einon Mavadoi, the rules of nature don't exist. So one of the Talmidim said, what do you mean the rules of nature don't exist? This glass bowl breaks when you throw it on the ground. So basically he said, not in the world of Einon Mavadoi. So the Talmud threw it on the ground and it didn't break. And then he took a stone and threw it at it, it didn't break. Because the Beis Halevi said, you can't break it, it's the owner of the kli. If I'm mistabik with the kli, it ain't on Novada. So obviously that's, like, you're not supposed to do that, but the that's the point. So he says, that's why, like I mentioned last time, that's why Rav Hanina ben Dosa, he's the one that said in the Gemara in Chulin, ain't on Novada, and he's the one that the Gemara in Shabbos says about him, that when he ran out of oil on Erev Shabbos, he put in vinegar. Why? Because Misha Omar, L'shemen v'yadlik, it's the same person. On his darga of Einon Mavadoi, There's no difference between Nes and Teva. Now, this idea, though, that you can get to this level by seeing Hashem in everything. So you see through nature. So Meshech Chochma says, beautiful heart, that he says, this was a different, I'll say it again tomorrow because we're running out of time quickly. He says, this is the difference between Avram Avinu and everyone else in the generation of Avram. He says, even the people that believed in God in those days, no one believed in Hashem, but even the people, the Yechidim that did, they had a Messiah that Hashem was in the Shemayim. And even though he covered himself over, so, you know, he gave kochos to everything, but we know Hashem exists in Shemayim. So they started off with the idea that Hashem was in Shemayim, and then it trickled down here, and they still had emuna. Avram Avinu was the opposite. He started off in nature and built his way up the other, from down to up, seeing that if there's nature, it must be that there's Hashem here. So he said, the dag of Avram Avinu, to see Hashem in nature is much higher than to see nature, you know, to know about Hashem and then believe that it's also, you know, it still exists. It's a much higher level to see Hashem in the nature itself, which is the dag of Avram Avinu. Anyway, so this is the yisoid of Einan Movado. This is the yisoid of, and it's all based on this whole Shar Shlishi of Shachaim, that, you know, Yudke Vavke is Hashem himself, and then Elkeinu exists in this world. And, you know, it's high level we're talking. It's Hashem. We'll try to continue in this topic. There's two more chapters in this until we finish the Sefer, so then we'll figure it out. This week we'll probably finish. We'll figure something else out. Okay? Shkoyach, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you.